Masechet Cholin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Hashochet v'nimsa terefa. Somebody slaughtered a haya or a bird, and it was found to be a terefa. It had a punctured lung, for example, and it was injured. It wasn't going to continue to live. Vashochet l'avodah zara, or he slaughtered a haya or a bird for avodah zara purposes. Not allowed to benefit from it afterwards. Vashochet cholin b'frim, or he slaughtered an unconsecrated haya or bird inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash in the wrong location. Not allowed to be in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Kadashim b'chutz, or it was a consecrated bird that was outside of the Beit HaMikdash's courtyard. Hayava ofanis kalin, or a haya or a bird that were sentenced to be stoned. Let's say they killed somebody, they would then have to be killed. Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Meir says that you're still obligated to do kisui hadam. According to Rabbi Meir, the shechita was valid. As long as the shechita was valid, you have to do kisui hadam, even if the animal's forbidden because of a different reason. The mitzvah of kisui hadam would apply no matter what. Hachamim potrin. Hachamim say no. The idea of kisui hadam only has to happen in a situation where the shechita permitted the animal to be eaten, and it's a legal shechita. Here, in these situations, you're not allowed to benefit whatsoever. It can't eat the animal afterwards. So, therefore, even though the shechita was done correctly, the shechita didn't function to allow the animal. If somebody did shechita on a haya or a bird, and the animal became a nevela by his hand, he didn't do a proper shechita. If he pierced its nostrils, and that's the way he got killed, it wasn't killed properly. Or he tore out the pipes. He had a knife that was nicked, and therefore it wasn't a smooth cut. Patur melechasot. Everybody agrees, even Rabbi Meir, that he's exempt from having to do kisui adam. Shechita was done here in an invalid way, and therefore we do not even call it shechita, and there's no idea of kisui adam.